heart conditioning. Do you know what it means to have a proud heart? According to yourdictionary.com, the definition of proud is having self-pride, being arrogant, or feeling great joy and honor. Two examples are given. Proud is a person who won't admit they are wrong even after being proven so. Also, proud is a father holding his baby for the first time. It's the first example that Father is talking about when he says, Adonai detests all those with proud hearts. Be assured that they will not go unpunished. Proverbs 16:5. I admit there are times when I'm corrected unwillingly. When that happens, I often search my mind for an argument that makes my way seem justified. That usually leads to senseless banter back and forth until one of us gives up. It's truly a waste of precious time that we can never get back, and no one feels good about the conversation. What kind of heart do you have? A person is responsible to prepare his heart, Proverbs 16:1. But how do we do that? If it's true that all a man's ways are pure in his own view, Proverbs 16:2, how can we possibly prepare our hearts? Just one way will work. Before being honored, a person must be humble, Proverbs 15:33. Father has a way of letting us get ourselves into situations that will show us, if we remove the blinders, that we have nothing to be proud of in our own righteousness. Not one of us can do this life well without Jesus leading us. Mankind may seem intelligent when compared to other life forms on earth, but that's where it ends. Our intelligence is foolish to Father. Adonai made everything for its purpose, even the wicked, for the day of disaster. Proverbs 16:4. Many people don't like to think about God creating wicked people on purpose, but he did, and he has a perfect plan that they are also a part of. Sometimes a wicked, murderous Saul becomes an honored man seeking Christ, renamed Paul. When you recognize that the true power of your life lies in Jesus, the next step becomes easier. If you entrust all you do to Adonai, your plans will achieve success. Proverbs 16:3. Is success something you yearn for? Drop everything in Father's lap today. Then go as he sends you and do as he directs you.